All right, we're here with Wyoming redshirt sophomore quarterback Josh Allen. Josh, where were you when you found out you were Mountain West Offensive Player of the Week?
I was in the hotel with my parents, and my dad said he saw something, and me and my mom and my grandparents didn't believe him. We thought maybe he was dreaming or something, and turns out he was right. So, a good feeling, I guess, to celebrate with them, I guess, a little bit on the accolade.
I mean, that's 2 weeks in a row where Wyoming has swept. And I know I tweeted out, and you retweeted that and said, 2 weeks in a row, the awards, right? And, what do you think about that? I mean, Chase and Jake and you and Logan, I mean, Wyoming's here.
Yeah. A week ago, Brian Hill. Right. Yeah, so three weeks in a row with the offense and obviously 2 weeks in a row with the defense. It just shows how well we're playing right now, how both sides of the ball are contributing to, the wins that we're acquiring. And it's a really good feeling to, be off the field on the sideline watching our defense and knowing that they're going to play well and they're going to play hard. And, Logan Wilson, him and Appleby always seem to be in the right place at the right time, I swear. They've made some huge plays this season that have, really helped us secure some games.
You mentioned Brian, and I was thinking about this today when Coach Bull was talking. I mean, he's having a similar season to that he had last year when he broke the single-season rushing record, and it seems almost pedestrian, you know what I mean? It seems like, all right, well, that's what is expected. Does it seem that way? I mean, you notice it, but it's just there almost.
Yeah, and for anybody else, it'd be hoopla everywhere, but it's Brian Hill. He's supposed to do that, and he's going to do that every week, and it's no surprise because he's an animal, and he's not going to be denied, and he's one of the hardest working guys, hardest runners I know. I can't say enough about him.
You mentioned being with your parents when you found out you won the weekly award. Does your family get to come see you play all the time? Do they go to all the games?
My parents, they make every game. My mom wasn't there against Eastern Michigan. They're there every game, and I've got, some of the greatest support, in the country. And back home, all my people from the same, my hometown, they're huge into Wyoming football now. So it's a great feeling to know I've got their support too.
Talking to Josh Allen, Josh, two throws stuck out in that Utah State game. Some of the throws you've made all year have been just insanely good, but the one to Tanner before the half, and then there was another one that I don't think is getting talked about where you roll out to the right. It's when you're heading to the south end zone and you threw it across the field. I'm like, I've only seen John Elway do something like that, where you've been able to throw. I mean, you're not supposed to be able to make these throws, man.
I don't know what to, like, it kind of wraps me up. It just, plays sometimes present themselves, and sometimes you just got to, risk it, and, got to trust your teammates. And throwing to Conway there, going into the south end zone right before, I think, the fourth quarter, right?
I think it was first half, wasn't it, maybe?
Yeah, right before the second quarter. That's where we flipped fields right after that. But, just trusting those guys to go make a play because, we got some really good athletes on the outside. So, as a quarterback, it's just my job to get them the ball, and I plan to do that.
I know you don't want to go back to this, but I want to go back to fourth quarter of Nebraska. And I want to know how much of a teaching tool was that for you and a learning experience for you, because it seems since then you've been on – quite a tear.
Yeah, and it was obviously one of the lowest moments of my career. Wasn't a good feeling by any means after the game, but looking back at it now, it was an extreme blessing. It taught me a lot of different things about, not just the offensive side, but about the whole game of football. And it's just about whenever something's starting to go wrong, it's just about being able to collect yourself and especially being the quarterback, being able to put your team in the right situation and lead by example. So, obviously, fourth quarter against Nebraska, kind of a mental breakdown for me. And since then, I feel like I've grown tremendously from that.
You've got a lot of people saying a lot of good things about you, teammates, coaches, media, fans, whatnot. How is obviously that's a good thing, but how hard is it to not – read too much into that? It seems like you got a level head on your shoulders to be able to temper some of those things that are being said in the positive about you, which again, it's a good thing to have.
Yeah, I'm not really concerned about what other people have to say about me. I'm sure there's some few choice words after the Nebraska game actually about me, but hey, it's I'm a confident guy, and I trust this team, and I love all these guys on this team. So you know, I really care about what they say about me. All the outside distractions, it, you know, doesn't bother me.
Is there a throw right now that you feel you can't make?
I don't think so. And, you know, the last play against Eastern Michigan, I wish we would have, you know, tried to throw it into the end zone. I know it was probably from the 35-yard line, but, yeah, I don't think so.
So where would you feel comfortable throwing a Hail Mary if it came down to that? Obviously, you don't want it to come down to that. Where would you feel comfortable?
If need be, with some adrenaline pumping, I could probably get it there into the end zone about 5 yards deep from the 30-yard line.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully we're not put in that situation. But, you know, it's always nice to have.
Definitely. So talking to Josh out here. So you're getting ready for Vegas. Got him last year. I'm sure you saw what Vegas had defensively. What do you remember from maybe seeing that and early scout on what you think Vegas will show you?
They're a real aggressive team. Their safeties and linebackers, they play really hard to the run. That's one of their main goals, is to stop the run. So it's just about getting our run game established early on and, you know, converting on third down and taking care of the football ultimately. So, you know, we're going to go out this week and attack the game plan.
I know this may sound like an obvious question or statement, but I was talking when we had Coach Bull. Brian's putting up similar numbers that he did last year, and you guys won two games last year. And I'm not taking anything away from the previous quarterbacks, but you're kind of the difference between that team, a year older and all that kind of stuff. Do you feel, I mean, does that show just how important your position, the position you play, is in the game of football?
Obviously, yeah, the quarterback position is pretty important. But, you know, it's not just making plays on the field. It's, you know, leading guys on and off the field and trying to get them, you know, to keep the same mindset during games. And, you know, we've really had a change of mentality from last season to this season. And that's in part with our coaches and our new strength staff. So it's there's no quit in this team. And we've been down multiple scores in a few games and come back to win. So, I mean, we've got a special group of guys, and I'm just glad to be a part of it and to be a captain.
When did you get the sense that this team was going to compete for a Mountain West championship?
I knew in spring ball, and yeah, absolutely. You can, you know, go back to a few interviews, and I said, we've got a lot of talent on this team, and it's just about putting things together, and coaches have been doing a great job in putting us in the right situations.
Thanks, Josh. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.